kissed you?
Not at all. Oh, Ryan.
If it's all right with you, I'm going to go down and get to work with uncrossing your wires.
Oh, Ryan, please do.
I'll leave you a card and you can get in touch if you want to work then. Yeah?
So what with the imminent explosive nature of the electricity supply in my house, having toasters become something of an extreme sport. I reckon it's worth the risk. It'll be Vicky.
Hiya, Vix.
I think you need to get out more. I think living in a fantasy world where you're seduced by electricians young enough to be your son is not good for you, yeah?
I can't go out, Vix.
Why not?
You know what night it is.
Oh, you're sad.
It's research.
I am collecting divas, you see. All my life I've collected them.
I'm 47 years old, currently unemployed, but still looking. I live with my cat Peebles. Never been married. Never been kissed. Shame.
I cry when I see Subo for the first time. I am like Subo. I am ordinary too. I speak like she speaks. My name is Philippa. I was born in 1973 in Coventry, a place of exile. A place that was bombed and yet rose defiant from the ashes. I am Philippa, and like Subo. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed God would be forgiving.
I mean, you can always type it.
I don't want to.
I'm worried about you.
Oh, don't be.
You're sending yourself to Coventry.
She loves that joke, does our Vix. We grew up together, see? She knew me when I was pre-diva. Had a happy childhood. I'm the only child of Trevor and Mona Stanton.
Call me Moan.
They run a hotel, my parents.
The Chesford House Hotel in Leamington Spa. Expect a warm welcome and a five-star fry-up in the morning.
Trevor and Moan work 15-hour days. Moan barely leaves the kitchen. There they have an industrial-sized toaster. The first of its kind in the West Midlands. Other toasters pale in comparison. If I want, I can eat 6 slices of toast simultaneously. I am in toast heaven.
I'll take the orders, Moan, then I shall relay them to you via my handy walkie-talkie. Save me having to walk all the way back here. Here's your receiver right here next to the ketchup.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Trevor, the bacon's burning. Get out from under my feet.
Moan, come in. Are you receiving me? Moan, table 3, want 3 full Englishes, 2 poached and a fried. Extra toast. Over.
What are you on about?
That's just a practice run. Just checking the communication equipment is not malfunctioning.
Your equipment will be malfunctioning in a minute. Go and take the ruddy orders, will you?
I am left to my own devices. I watch the telly a lot and eat KP crisps that I've stolen from behind the bar. I'm lonely. I'm looking for one of my own kind. Then one wet Saturday afternoon just before Christmas, I find her.
You made me love you.
She is a roly-poly girl like me. She has eyes like saucers and she is already, alas, dead. But she's more than alive to me. Soon I know everything about her. She was born Frances Ethel Gumm and she was on stage by the time she was 3.
Well, I didn't have a say in the matter. My mother was truly a stage mother, a mean, mean woman, and she would stand in the wings. And if I didn't feel good, she'd say, "You go out there and sing, or I'll wrap you around the bedpost."
I am happy. Everything will be all right, for the road is yellow and made of brick.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far...